Do you keep any medicine here, like for malaria, that you used to take?
No, I don't keep none for malaria, but I take medicine for my health.
What do you take?
I take some nerve pills. I had a nervous breakdown 7-8 years ago, and they put me on nerve pills and a sleeping pill, so I take them.
What about, have you ever heard of a little white tablet called quinine?
Quinine, oh yeah. You take that for fever and chills and stuff like that.
Do they have much of that around here?
Yeah, right smart.
Tell me about it, what is
it? Well, a little white capsule-like thing, and you take two, or take one every hour or two. My head's all cold and feeling and everything.
Well, if somebody was feeling sick right here, you'd say he was sick where?
In the pit of his stomach.
And he might begin to do what?
Vomit.
And what about if he was doing that a whole lot, though? You'd say he really is
sick.
And, well, is there, if somebody was, you know, pretty bad that way,
he needs to go to the doctor.
So you might say he was just leaning over the fence and.
Yeah. Well,
is any other word besides vomit you could use?
Heathen.
And is that the same as vomiting?
Vomiting. That's the same.
Would you use one in one place and one another? Is one cruder than the other?
Well, the same thing. One vomiting, one heathen, the same thing. Vomiting.
Well, which one would you use, like, you know, if you're trying to be more polite? Would it make any difference?
Well, it make no difference.
And,
but if it was me, I'd be vomiting.
Well, if somebody was sick, you know, next door, if a man was sick, his wife might come right over here, you know, and you say, that man has hardly started vomiting when his wife ran over here. Why?
To tell me about it.
And, you know, if you invited somebody to come visit you, you know, this evening, you might, and you really want him to come. You say, I want you to come now, and if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
Would you ever say, I shall be disappointed?
I shall be disappointed.
Do you ever say that?
Yeah, I've said that.
Does it mean the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. I'll be disappointed, or I shall be disappointed. It means the same thing.
Well, you know, if you want to see somebody, and you know, when they get here, you say, well, I'm what?
I'm busy, but just in a moment I'll see you.
But what about if it's somebody you've been waiting to see a long time, and you really want to see them, you say,
yeah, just a moment.
You say, I'm what to see you?
I'm glad to see you.
Would you ever use another word there? I'm
proud to see you.
Did you ever say that?
Yeah, I've said that.
Well, if a boy is very interested in a girl, yeah, he's been going over to see her a lot, he is doing what?
He's in love with her.
And they start doing what? They start
courting.
Is there another way of saying that besides courting?
Well, not that I know of, but they are devoted to one another.
And he calls her his
sweetheart.
And she calls him her
man friend, boyfriend.
Do you ever hear anything else ever besides sweetheart and boyfriend?
I never have.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, somebody might say, you've been
kissing a girl.
Any other words you ever use there? Or old-fashioned terms instead of just kissing?
I believe you not. Say, you've been close to your girl, so I'm going to see lipstick on your shirt.
Well, if he asks her to marry him, and she doesn't want to, then what would she say? What would you say that she did to him?
She refused to marry him, or either she postponed it for a while.
And what about if he asked her to marry him, you know, and she agreed, and then all of a sudden she changed her mind? So you say she did what?
Changed her mind.
And what did she do?